What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All righty, it is football season, ladies and gentlemen. The San Francisco 49ers are having their first practice today down in Santa Clara. And I just got to share something with you. I was talking to Evan before the show, and he'll be in the rest of the week for Goo. Goo taking a little well-deserved time off. I believe he's driving down to L.A., and he may even be listening. But
he's always listening.
But I've got to share something that you said to me before the show, and it was not quite a hot take, but it was pretty.
I thought it was pretty obvious,
pretty pointed. Evan Giddings said, "This is a legacy training camp for Kyle Shanahan and the Niners. It's the biggest, according to Evan, it's the biggest training camp of Kyle Shanahan's tenure." Please explain.
Well, I'll get to that. First of all, aren't you happy that football's back?
Yeah, I am.
Like, seriously.
Yes.
Every single year, we're just waiting for football to start, and we're dreading football to end. Unless, of course, it's a 6-11 season for the San Francisco 49ers.
You know, I'm not afraid to say at this point, oh, boy. All right. Everybody wants to get a hold of me. All right. The one thing.
Well, it's your daughter.
Yes. I would say football's my favorite sport at this point. It's the most fun game to watch on television, and it's not even close.
Yeah, there's so much importance on every single play. I mean, that's why football's king. And I'm glad it's back because, number one, it means that we all get to lock in on a sport. I think the majority of people in America, football is their favorite sport. I mean, maybe it's college, maybe it's professional, but football is king. Like, I was walking in today, and Kieran, one of our bosses here.
Yeah.
She goes, "Football." I'm like, "Yeah, you're right." And she says, "You know, don't get me wrong. I like basketball. I like baseball, but football is just something that's easy to kind of follow. It's easy to lock in on every single Sunday." And I think for the 49ers, they're in a really interesting place because there's an equal amount of people on both sides of the fence who believe they could be good or bad. And no one really, like, they're in kind of a delicate position. And that's why I think that this training camp is going to be really important for them, because in many ways, Steiny, this season is going to determine which way the next 3 to 4 years go, in my opinion.
Well, the thing I think that's much different this year than it has been in the past is last year they were 6-11. Years before that, they were Super Bowl contenders. And if I had to be honest, I don't think they're a 6-11 team, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender either at this point. And that's kind of new for 49er fans because they've gone into the last few years thinking that they had a lot of action. And now I feel like if you're a 49er fan, You gotta kind of wait and see. There's gonna be a lot of new faces out there. Some of the older faces need to kind of turn back the clock. And I'm interested because I don't know how good this team is. I can't see them going 6-11 again. But I could see him being 8-9 if things don't click. But I could also see him winning the division in large part because of their schedule, and in large part because they still have some pretty darn good players at the top of their roster.
Well, I wonder where they think they're at, because yesterday there was no practicing. There was just a lot of sound. And that's what I really want to focus on today, is what we heard from Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and Brock Purdy, basically the three pillars of this franchise, so to speak. So you make the decision to pay your quarterback. He's your guy now for five seasons. And Shanahan is trying to figure out, okay, how can we get back? How can we reopen the window? Like, and Goose said the window's closed. And I don't disagree with him about the last Super Bowl window. Like, to me, 2019 to, if you want to put last year in, you can, because I think coming into the season, sure, people thought they could contend for a Super Bowl. So from 2019 to 2024, they were in a Super Bowl window. 2025 is going to determine whether or not they reopen that Super Bowl window, because they got a ton of rookies. They have a ton of young talent, but unlike 2017 or 18, they actually have legitimate talent, like you mentioned, at the top of their roster. So they're in a slightly but the same position as they were before they got on their run to trying to, and obviously they got the two Super Bowls. They didn't get there, but they had a pretty successful run. Pretty much out of every team in the league, not named the Chiefs, you could put them up there. So to me, there is an immense amount of pressure on this season, and that's why I think between now and August 12th, which is when training camp begins and ends, there's going to be a ton of interest on what is happening day to day. Like, I'm excited to hear about the beginning of position battles. Like, we haven't had a position battle outside of the kicker for 5 years.
Right.
I mean, Jake Moody was the guy that came in and pretty much took a spot. Brock Purdy obviously usurped his predecessor, but that was by necessity. Like, going into camp, every single year it's been about contracts, it's been about hold-ins, it's been about holdouts. And with Juwan Jennings, you know, pretty much he said he's going to practice today. We're all now focused on the actual football. And that's something that, to me, is really refreshing if you're a 49ers fan.
Well, and it also feels like the Juwan Jennings situation, it doesn't feel like it's a huge deal. It feels like, you know, Jennings said what he said, and he's made it clear to the organization he'd like more money. And whether they give it to him or not, I'm not sure. But I just don't. It's not even in the realm of what happened last year during training camp in terms of, you know, the hold-ins and hold-outs. The 916, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, the former Warriors beat writer says basketball is no longer his favorite sport. Well, it's still my favorite sport, but I like watching football games. Probably more than an NBA game right now, that's all I'm saying. I love watching
football.
Well,
the level of competition in the regular season is obviously much higher in football. And to me, that's kind of the biggest, like, baseball happens every single day. So it's like, it's really hard, I think, for the average fan to watch like six games a week. Some do, but I think most people just kind of airdrop in, which is understandable. Basketball, the regular season product has been so watered down that it's really difficult, I think, to just feel engaged when you're watching guys that don't even look like they're trying on a night-to-night basis. You know, so football, meanwhile, every single play, guys are getting hit. Guys' jobs and careers are on the line. And it's a gladiator sport. Like, every play matters.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we're going to be heavy on the San Francisco 49ers today. They're having their first practice of the season. It's an open practice down in Santa Clara. I saw a lot of 49er fans down there in attendance. And yesterday we had Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and Brock Purdy. I think Fred Warner spoke a little bit yesterday. So we're going to get into all that sound because we know a lot of you guys haven't heard it. But this is a different kind of season. There's no doubt about it for the San Francisco 49ers. And to me, it's exciting because you don't know what to make of this team. Or do you? If you're a San Francisco 49er fan, what are your expectations for this team? And that's the part that I think, Evan, is the interesting part to me, is if you look at the last 3 years, they were Super Bowl contenders the first 2 years. Last year, everything fell apart, And I kind of feel like the way I'm going to look at this season is, all right, all bets are off, meaning I'm not going to judge this team on what they did last year. I'm not going to.
Well, you will.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is they want to. They went to the Super Bowl. They were 6-11 last year. They got to show me what they are. I don't know what they are. I don't know
but
how good they are.
But there is expectations for this team. Like, it's, again, that's why I think, and I'll tell you on the other side exactly why and explain it, but I think this is the most important training camp in the Kyle Shanahan era because it's not like 2017-18. Like, I think what you're describing is a completely clean slate.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that's not their expectation for the Niners. Like, I mean, we'll watch every game, figure out what they are, but I expect this team to be a playoff team. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, that's a disappointment.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there, but
we're not just learning about all of these guys. We're learning about the young core, but they still got pressure on them.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It is football season, ladies and gentlemen, and what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Ozzy? Tell you what.
R.I.P.
Find Iron Man and come out with that one next break. Woo!
Ghostface?
It's a banger, huh?
Ghostface?
What?
It's the Iron Man I know.
I am Iron Man. You've never heard that song?
No, I've heard Ozzy Osbourne's.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We're talking about the 49ers, and you said it'll be disappointing if they make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs,
yeah,
I agree.
I think so.
But I want to parse a couple words here. What are your expectations for the 49ers? And I'll pull a Guru here because here are mine. I don't have expectations this year for the Niners. I just don't. I don't know what they are. But I do agree the goal is make the playoffs. But I can't expect that because I don't feel like I know enough about this team yet. You know what I mean? So, like, what would...
Well, you know enough about their best players. That's kind of where I'm coming from. It's, yes, like... I think it's a big training camp because there's a ton of positions that are open and available for new players.
Right.
Probably even rookies, which isn't a Kyle Shanahan thing. But they still have their quarterback. They still have their left tackle. They still have their running back. They still have the best linebacker in football. They still have a top five edge rusher in Nick. But like, they have a lot of things that lead me to believe that they're going to be competitive.
Yeah, I would... They better be competitive, right?
Yeah, but that's my point, is if this team finishes 6-11 again...
Yes, that's no good. If they finish 6-11, I need to see what happened for them to, you know, how they end up 6-11, because, and I get it, maybe their schedule's not as easy as I've made it, but it is pretty favorable. They can't go 6-11, can they?
Well, they can. They did it last year.
But
we didn't think last season would be 6-11.
But I will say this though. Last season, I almost did feel like we could kind of see it coming, a letdown a little bit. And it feels like this year the goal, and it was to get everybody in and into camp, which they've done. And I just think that they're setting up to find we're gonna find out that this team feels like right now they're in a much better space than last year going into the season.
Yeah, I think they're much more focused. I also think that, look, when you have a ton of young guys in training camp, people that are hungry, people that, like, the Niners had no reason to really go all out in training camp last offseason. They just didn't.
Right.
They had a shortened offseason. They had contract disputes, and they had injuries. All of those things lead to a pretty light offseason and, to me, a lack of focus on what the task is. This year, you got a lot of different competition battles that I think are going to lead to iron sharpening iron. And that's why I think that this team is going to be in a better place automatically, because obviously injuries may happen, but the team is more aligned than it was last offseason. I also think that they're more motivated. It is incredibly difficult. I don't care what sport you're playing. It's incredibly difficult to motivate yourself when you get to the peak, like the precipice of the mountaintop, and then you get kicked down like you're Sisyphus. Like, it's impossible just to get right back up and try and roll the boulder up the hill again. So now they got their ass kicked last season they were done in week 13.
I know.
I mean, you can make a case that they got they got broken by the Arizona Cardinals. I think it was like week 6. You know, this team knew that it was not going in the right direction very early. Now, to me, everything is reset. And so from that standpoint, I'm with you. There's a reset of, I don't know, we got to figure out who this team is, but they still have, to me, playoff expectations.
Oh, yes.
I expect this team to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think, and they clearly expect that too. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, the division is there for them, but we'll see. You know, the other thing about the 49ers that I was thinking about with the Kyle Shanahan era is this does feel different, like this training camp. They're acknowledging there's going to be a lot of new faces, and that's the part we got to see play out. You know, I was just thinking about this team and you know, the injuries last year, and you know, I think it all starts with McCaffrey. I think he's got, if he's healthy, they got a shot. They'll be in good shape. But how many games right now would you take from McCaffrey? 13 or 14?
No, I mean, I think you need him for at least 14 games.
Okay. Yeah, 13 or 14?
At least.
That's what I said, 13 or 14.
Yeah, but then there's three or four games that you're not looking good. I mean, I really don't care how many games he play. I mean, you want him to play most of the season. I need him to be 100%. If Christian McCaffrey is playing 13 or 14 games, but he's nursing a calf, or he's got a hip, or he's got a shoulder, like, then what? I'm going to rely on Isaac Garendo and a rookie running back? Like, to me, the Niners, yes, their offense is going to operate through Christian McCaffrey. And the fact to me that he's healthy this offseason, Trent Williams is healthy this offseason, like that's all perfect. That's kind of baseline what you need. But like I think that this is the most important training camp of the Kyle Shanahan era, because in 17 and 18, there were no expectations. They took over a 32nd ranked defense and a 31st ranked offense, and they had to basically build from the ground up. Now they have 6 to 8 spots open that are available for veterans, for rookies, for second, third, fourth year players, for everyone to take. And I just feel like the playoffs being the goal is the difference between 17 and 18. They were trying to figure out if they could catch fire, which they did, and then eventually made a run in 2019 to the Super Bowl. But now you have the previous expectations of being a playoff team, contending for NFC crowns, combined with the reset of your young pool. And so to me, when Kyle Shanahan is evaluating his players during this training camp, he's going to have a lot of work to do. He's going to have as much work to do as he did when he first got the job for the Niners, but he's going to have to figure out how to get more out of those guys, because George Kittle's, he's not going to be happy if he didn't make the playoffs. Trent Williams, you just paid your quarterback $250 million.
Yep.
Like, you better be damn good this season, or I think the seat is going to get hotter for Shanahan and Lynch. So I think it's the most important training camp of their entire regime.
You know, the one thing that I absolutely positively, as Joe Spadoni would say, bake into the equation is the fact that I give them an excuse last year. I absolutely do. Because after the previous 2 years, when they came into training camp, there's a couple things going on, but when they came into training camp, it just sometimes it reminded me a little. It reminded me a little of the Warriors when they. It felt like they just finished the season, and then boom, they were back. And I kept thinking about a guy like Steph Curry knowing that there's 82 games before the playoffs even start. And I think the 49ers kind of succumbed to that a little bit. I think when they got to training camp last year, it just became, it was daunting that they had to go through 17 more games to try to reprove that they were a Super Bowl contender. Okay, it fell apart. They went 6-11. So now I feel like they made a concerted effort to be together, to get everybody in there. The veterans understand that this is an important year because of what happened last year. So I think they're way more well equipped to reach their potential as a team. I just don't know what the potential is anymore, because even though I love the names, Bosa, Trent Williams, CMC, all those guys, I feel like in the NFL, after a year like last year, you just got to wait to see what they have left, or if they can return to their form of 2 or 3 years ago. Like, it's football. It's like different in terms of kind of reacclimating. So that's the part that I want to see. You know, if Christian McCaffrey plays, and we're judging him with the eye test, do we acknowledge that he looks just like he did a couple years ago, or doesn't he? Trent Williams, you know, he's had a couple years now where not quite what we've expected. Can he be the player he was 2 years ago? I'm not saying he can't, but I'm not taking it for granted that they will be. That's what this whole season to me is about, or a lot of it is about. How much do your veterans have left?
No, I agree. I think there's reason to doubt the Niners because, yeah, like if you're reliant on a 28, 29-year-old running back and a 37-year-old left tackle, like you might set yourself up for failure. But that's where I think that what they get from their young guys, and we haven't seen a ton of it, but like in a way that to me is kind of what I'm banking on. And like I know that, like, Mykal Williams has never played a snap in the NFL. Alfred Collins never played a snap in the NFL. But, we didn't think that in 2017-18 some of these guys were going to turn out to be ballers either. They showed us that right. They could be, but the team's record wasn't great. You know, granted, they were allowed to fail. But to me, how much their veterans have left, like, to me that really only applies to McCaffrey and to Trent. Like, I think Fred Warner still has a ton left in the tank. Though Nick Bosa is not the best pass rusher or edge rusher in the NFL like he was a few years ago, he's still a top five edge rusher. George Kittle is coming off his second consecutive first-team All-Pro season. Like, those guys, I feel pretty confident in knowing what I'm going to get. So, like, McCaffrey and Trent, you know, I do wonder if the Niners have to kind of get back to basics in terms of being a defensive, gritty group as opposed to the team that is looking at their offense to sort of carry them. Like, they're never going to have a 2023 season again on offense. Like, that team was so damn dominant. It felt like every single time they got the ball, they were going to score a touchdown. Not just score a touchdown. And I think they did it, six straight games to start the season? Their first drive, they just would walk and march right down the field every single time and punch it in. That can't happen. But I don't think it's out of the question to learn, especially through training camp, if they got some dogs on defense. Because to me, that's what Shanahan really is about. And we're going to hear from him in a bit. But I think Shanahan, he's a run-first, smash-mouth, punch-you-in-the-face type of coach. And he needs his defense to pick up the slack a little bit. And I think that's why he went out and got Robert Saleh to try and reclaim some of that former 49ers identity, which to me is not just scoring 30 points or 28 points a game. It's making sure that teams aren't running all over you and embarrassing you down the stretch like it felt like happened, I don't know, 6 or 7 times last year.
If you're a 49er fan, do you have expectations for this team despite the fact that they're going to be younger than they've been in a while? and they're going to play a lot of first and second year guys, it looks like. I mean, do you guys understand, like, I don't have expectations for this team, but absolutely, the goal is the playoffs. But after that, I don't, you know, I don't know who they are. I'm looking at a blank slate right now in terms of even the veterans that we know, and they've been around here for a while. They got to kind of reprove themselves after last year. This is Kyle Shanahan on the TK podcast. Let me tell you something. I got to give it up for Tim Kawakami.
Why is that?
Because he gets guys. He gets guys. He gets the big boys. And they must respect him enough to do these podcasts with him. And he gets the big boys. It's that simple. Here's Kyle Shanahan.
The biggest difference going into this offseason was just that we wanted all the people to show up and put that work in. It was also that how different our team was going to be. And we've known this is coming for a while. You know, the time that it hit me the most was like halfway through the year in 2023. Like when,
really?
And that's how everything does. But when you talk about a trade deadline there, everyone's talking about what trade do we need to make to make a run to win the Super Bowl and stuff, which you always want to look into. But there was a lot of issues coming up on the horizon that you could see possibly in 24 and 25, especially anytime you have a quarterback in a rookie deal that allows you to have all these guys. But you knew that was ending. So there had been some stress about that for a while.
Kyle Shanahan on the TK podcast. I get it. It's funny because one of the subjects that has dominated the talk surrounding Purdy before he got his contract was, well, what happens when you pay him and you won't have as many weapons around him? And I just remember talking about that so frequently. And the reality of the situation is the Niners were worried about that too. I mean, Kyle Shanahan essentially said that they had to figure out what they were going to do if and when they were paying Purdy, and it was something that they were looking at 2 years ago, midseason.
Well, it's because he knew he was good. I mean, I think that's, like, 2022, guys are one-hit wonders. Like, you have great seasons, and then you fall off. But I think that they figured out, honestly, might have been week 13, early December, when they hung 42 on the defending NFC champs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, they went into Lincoln Financial and just absolutely dominated them. And maybe that's when Kyle Shanahan's like, all right, we're going to have to pay this quarterback. Like, this is a guy that is producing for us. I also think that when I heard that the first time, I also heard him thinking about, all right, we got some problems that we're going to have to take care of. And that's where, as much as he understood that Brock Purdy was going to be their guy, for better or for worse, he also saw that maybe in the Baltimore game, like, there's some underlying issues with this team, and there's some players on this core, this 2023 core, that aren't really holding up their end of the bargain, are making too much money, and we're going to have to trim that fat. Like, I'm looking at Adebo Samuel, who did not have a great 2023 season. He had a great game against Philly, but he didn't have a great season overall. You know, he might have been looking at Dre Greenlaw. He might have been looking at Talanoa Hufanga, who was hurt for a lot of that. Like, he might have been looking at some players who he felt like were in a couple of years going to be at the end and saying, all right, this is a great opportunity this year, but it's highlighting who we need to build around and who we're eventually going to have to let go.
Yeah.
And obviously, they haven't made every single right choice. I mean, you could make a clear argument that holding on to Brandon Ayuk was not a good decision, especially considering what they paid. But I think the way that they finished 2023, like, if they had lost, let's say, Steiny, the Green Bay Packers game, which they easily could have in the rain at home, they might have blown it up that offseason instead of trying to run it back. But because they got to the Super Bowl, because they got to overtime against the Chiefs, he felt like that group deserved one more shot at it. And to be fair, I kind of understand why. But it sounds like he saw this a year and a half ago, like, dude, we're going to have to run into some wall financially, and they eventually did.
And I understand that. I mean, the Warriors did the same thing in 2022 when they won the title. After you win a title and you have veterans on your team, you got to try to run it back. And I do think, I get it, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they got to the Super Bowl. They almost won it. And to me, if you're that close, it's a reason why you would decide to run it back. But I think that's an interesting thing you talked about in the wake of the 2023 season. And here's Shanahan talking about the timing of running that back and whether or not getting to the Super Bowl in 23 kind of changed their strategy for the upcoming season.
You don't want to put it off completely, but you got every decision you make, you got to be thinking about that. That's why I never truly want to sell the farm to go win a Super Bowl. If you're guaranteed to do it, you'll sell whatever. But it's still, that guy person can get hurt. That's just still, you don't want to sell the farm, but we all know what our number one goal is, and I think we are aggressive towards that. But after the 23 year, especially coming up short and losing in overtime, and we look at our situation, I remember what I told the team after the team meeting the day after the Super Bowl. I said in front of everyone, I go, I know there's a lot of stuff. I know we're all heartbroken right now, and no one knows if they'll be back here because there's so many business decisions. But guys, I wanted to know one thing. We're not even allowed to pay Brock. That's league rules. We're not even allowed to, which means we're capable of finding a way to run at this again. And our goal is to try to fucking do what we missed last year. And we're going to try to get that done if we can. And we have an opportunity of that because we're not even allowed to speak with Brock now. And so that kind of did look at as not a final window for certain guys, but a window for that, the money in that area. And that's what we did do. And we didn't have the luck with injuries. I don't think our team was as good as we were the year before, just in the preparation we had in the offseason. I think our schedule was a ton harder. We played a lot different quarterbacks than we did the year before. And we lost some of our best. You know, I didn't expect to not have Christian the whole year. I didn't expect to not have Trent the whole year. I didn't expect to not have BA pretty much the whole year. Like, there was a number of things that went into it.
That was Kyle Shanahan. Essentially, what I heard there was one of the things that made it easier to try to run it back last year was they knew they had one more year of Brock Purdy on the cheap. Like, that's a big reason why, is because they had the ability to at that point. Now they've paid Brock Purdy, and so they've got to figure out, they've got to probably make do with a few less big weapons because of the Purdy contract. But what I heard Shanahan say there, Evan, is, well, that's why we figured, what the hell, we'll run it back, because Purdy's our quarterback. We still have some big names here. We think we can get it done, but it is going to be the last year we're going to get away with not having to pay Brock.
Well, yeah. I mean, they caught lightning in a bottle where they had, I think they were a team that always had good position players, and they were able to pay them because they didn't really know what they were doing at quarterback. And then Brock came in, who turned out to be the best deal in all the NFL, and that allowed them to have one more crack at it. It didn't work. I mean, I do wonder if Shanahan looks at last season and regrets a bit not having the same approach they did this offseason to kind of set themselves up to kind of kick off a new window. Like, again, right. And he talks about this. I think it applies more to football than anything. Like, you're really looking at 3-year windows. And what the Niners did from 2019 to 24, it's kind of out of the ordinary, especially considering they didn't have a franchise quarterback. Like, they found one at the end. They kind of had one at the beginning and then moved off of him in the middle. Most teams, unless you have stability at the quarterback position, are not able to keep a championship window open for 6 seasons.
Right.
So what the Niners were doing was kind of playing with fire a little bit. But I think also extremely rare. Now, they're trying to figure out, and I think Kyle got a glimpse of that, is, well, Purdy can keep our window, he believes, Purdy can keep our window open after this year. So we're just going to go for it, and if it works, great, and if not, then we're going to pull the plug anyways. But it seems like, I mean, he was looking at this type of season a couple of years from now. He just felt like, based on their result in 23, that they deserved one more shot.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers first practice of the year is happening right now in Santa Clara. It is football season, and we got a lot of sound to play from the 49ers head coach, Kyle Shanahan, from John Lynch, from Brock Purdy. This is a different kind of year for the 49ers. I think we know that. My question to Niner fans is, what are your expectations for this season? I mean, we don't know a lot about this team. It's probably a team that we're less familiar with at a training camp than that we've seen in the past 5 or 6 years. 888-957-9570 is the number. And that segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.